The next patient is Harry Ryder. The last name is R Y D E R. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white male that underwent right nephrectomy because of a papillary urothelial carcinoma, high grade, involving the right renal pelvis with extension into the ureter, measuring 2.5 millimeters in length. Period, there was no invasion in the surgical margins. Period. Before the surgery, the patient had a serum creatinine of 1.48 and a BUN of 35 with an estimated GFR of 48. I have to mention that the patient had also exposure to contrast material. He had a chest pain that was evaluated with cardiac catheterization in December. 4 stents were placed. After this intervention, the latest laboratory workup that was done on January the 5th, 2023, shows that the serum creatinine went up to 2.1, the BUN is 34, and the estimated GFR is down to 31 mLs per minute. We don't have evaluation for the proteinuria. Period. Whether or not the patient is going to recover more kidney function is unknown, and for that reason we are going to give a short appointment in a month in order to reevaluate the kidney function and the proteinuria. Period. Number two, the patient had coronary artery disease. He has a history of atrial fibrillation, a status post Watchman procedure, a the patient is compensated, is getting stronger every day, and he continues to take the same medications. Number three, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, blood pressure is 179 over 84. The patient is obtaining better readings at home. We are going to ask him to record the blood pressure readings so we will be able to make a better assessment of the condition. Number three, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is managed with the statins. The total cholesterol is 144, triglycerides 105. LDL is 60 and HDL is 63. Following number, the patient used to be overweight. He has lost a significant amount of body weight. At the present time, the BMI is 27. Following number, the patient has a history of carcinoma of the prostate that was excised like 10 years ago, and the patient had a relapse. Radiation therapy was given. and he has been asymptomatic. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 weeks. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the chart and the procedures done, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation. Mm-hmm.